Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I just want to remind everybody, download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio, your favorite shows, with you anywhere you go, 24/7. And when I say that history is being made as we speak, I really mean it. Today, Joe Biden, Vladimir Putin are meeting in Geneva. It's the afternoon, European time, this morning, our time. They're meeting for a summit. Now, I want to start out by saying I'm not sure what Biden has to gain by this summit. I'm not sure that Putin doesn't get more from it than the United States simply by showing up and having this kind of attention paid to him. But that said, there has to be engagement. You may not be aware of this, but right now, our ambassador to Russia is in Washington, D.C. Today, he's actually with Biden in Geneva, but then he's coming back. He's left our embassy in Moscow. And the Russian ambassador is in Moscow. He may be with Putin today, but he's not in Washington, D.C., and he's their ambassador. And that's a dangerous circumstance. What happened was, when Joe Biden was asked by George Stephanopoulos in the interview, does he think that Putin is a murderer? Of course Putin's a murderer. He murdered a man in Berlin. He murdered a man in London. He's murdered a lot of people in Ukraine, Chechnya, and everywhere else. And Biden looked and said, yes, he is. Well, yes, he is. That's true. But there are stark ways of putting things, and there are more oblique ways of putting things. And that resulted in the recall of the ambassador of Russia to the United States. Was called back for, quote, consultation, end quote. And apparently it's taken them a couple of months to consult. And as a result, of course, our ambassador came back. So got to get that squared away. Also, arms control. The number of arms control agreements that were entered into during the Cold War, in the 70s and 80s and up into the 90s. And we are out of all of them now. And that's a dangerous matter. Of course, the Russians cheat. We know they cheat. But their ability to cheat on large things is somewhat circumscribed when there's a treaty. And so there's going to be discussion of arms control. One of the things that I think is a good development is one of the people briefing Joe Biden is Fiona Hill. Now, I don't know if you remember Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill is a Russia expert, is a government Russia expert whom Trump got rid of because she testified, if you recall, in the Ukraine impeachment proceeding. And of course, it resulted in Trump's impeachment for colluding with the Russians on Ukraine and demanding from the Ukrainian president that he issue false statements about Joe Biden in return for arms to protect themselves from the Ruskies. And she nailed it. Her testimony, I don't know if you remember, she was British. She had a Scottish accent. She nailed it. She nailed it. She was terrific. Anyway, she is one of the people who is preparing Joe Biden, or who prepared Joe Biden for this summit. Now, what else is at stake? Well, what's at stake is that the Russians have hacked into the 2016 election. They hacked into the 2020 election. They hacked into Colonial Pipeline. And they shut down fuel on the East Coast for a period of time. They shut down JBS meat processing, our largest meat processor and one of the biggest in the world. Southwest Airlines had to cancel or postpone something like 14% of its flights the other day. They say it wasn't a hack. We'll see. Maybe it wasn't a hack. Maybe it was a normal glitch, but thousands of airlines, thousands of flights got disrupted or canceled. And maybe that wasn't Russia. So far, Southwest says we think we can account for it internally. We'll see. But I'll tell you, Colonial Pipeline came from Russia. The meat processor came from Russia. The elections came from Russia, both of them, 2016 and 2020. Now, when I say it was Russia, the 2016 and 2020 interference, hacking into our elections was right out of the successor to the KGB. That was right out of Russian intelligence. Colonial Pipeline and the meat processor came out of these various, they look like private group, but they're in Moscow and St. Petersburg. And they have words like dark and evil and all this in their names. And, you know, Putin says, well, you know, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was dark. It was evil. It wasn't me. Just a bunch of guys in St. Petersburg and Moscow shutting down Colonial Pipeline and your meat processor for a while. Too bad, so sad. That's what he says. No. In Russia, nobody interferes with another nation and attacks them unless Putin gives permission. Because the minute they did that, if they did that to Russia itself, if they did that to Belarus, if they did that to the Assad government in Syria, the thugs would be at their door beating it down, torturing them, and throwing them in jail. Let's be very blunt. There's no due process over there. So nobody does it by accident. And it has just been revealed, just been developed, that in fact, Putin has made clear, and his intelligence services have made clear, that anybody over there, all these groups, can hack into anybody they want, except allies of Russia. If they do that, they get tortured and thrown in jail. So, sure, the United States, Western Europe, they hacked into, actually, it was Russian intelligence that hacked into the Brexit vote in Britain that screwed up Britain and got them out of the EU, which is what Russia wanted. Anybody can be hacked except Russia and its allies. That is Russian involvement. And this will be discussed today by Joe Biden with Vladimir Putin. Now, Vladimir Putin is dishonest. He's a thief. He can't be trusted. And the only thing that's going to keep him in line is stern discipline. And let's take a quick look at some of Biden's interactions with Putin over the years. Remember, Biden went into the Senate in 1972. He's the most experienced foreign policy guy in the United States. Joe Biden ended up as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for many years. He was vice president for 8 years, and Obama gave him the foreign portfolio. He was going to handle Afghanistan and Iraq, handled Putin, handled Russia. And over the years, here's some of the things Biden has said publicly, and you can YouTube this and have a good time. He has said that Putin has no soul. He has no soul. Okay. Of course, he also said he was a murderer, has no soul. When they met about 8 years ago, he told Putin, don't run again. You're no good. You're bad news. This was at a time when we were a lot more direct in our communication. Don't run again. Well, of course, Putin is an autocrat. The minute he doesn't run again and isn't in power, he's going to be killed. The next thug, in the old days, they called them communists. Now they call them organized crime. Same thing. Will kill him. He'll have to run somewhere, Switzerland, Paris, or something, and they won't take him. So Putin is riding the back of a tiger. He has to stay on the back of the tiger, and the minute he's thrown off or eaten, that's it for him. So you have Biden going in there who has told Putin that he has no soul, he's a murderer, and told him to his face that he shouldn't run again. And Putin is going to sit there. Now, the only thing that Putin understands is force. That's the only thing he understands. Only thing. Now, what do you do with a guy who has 70 some odd hundred nuclear weapons? Well, what you do is you massively ramp up economic sanctions. Right now we have sanctions no American bank, and therefore virtually all international banks, can't buy bonds denominated in rubles. And that's going to mean that Russia is going to have to pay a lot more for debt that they incur basically to run their country. I don't want to say their only resource or export, but oil and gas accounts for more than a third of their gross domestic product. Oil and gas, a third of their GDP. Oil and gas accounts for more than a half of government revenue, whether it be taxes, whether it be royalties, or whatever it is. The thing to do is hit them on that. Don't drop a bomb on them. Don't bump off a couple of their guys. Simply hit oil and gas. When we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you how we hit their oil and gas. You have to keep in mind that more than 70% of their oil is exported to Europe. Okay, we're coming to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break, and a lot more to give us a playbook on how to squeeze Putin till his eyeballs burst out and he has to do the right thing without military intervention. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. The backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.